Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So you guys know how big of a sports fan I am. If it's on TV, I want to watch it. And I know that's pretty much the same for a lot of our listeners, especially the NFL on Monday Night Football, especially college football's ESPN Game of the Week. And last week, that was Vanderbilt, Texas. Diego Pavia against Arch Manning, two guys that have had, you know, up and down seasons. For Pavia, it's been a lot higher than Arch Manning, but it was Manning. They got the best of Pavia, and we didn't get to watch it because YouTube TV and Disney Plus have not come to an agreement. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to break this down and maybe give us some thoughts of a resolution or the future of sports television, it's our buddy, the Director of Insights and Content Strategy at Greenlight Analytics, Mr. Hollywood on AWOD Radio, Brandon Katz. What's going on, Great Catsby?
I'm doing well, Adam, and I'm honored to join you leading the AWOD army in this uprising against Disney and YouTube TV. Let's go.
Yeah, because to be honest, Brandon, I don't want to do 3 hours about Jaden Daniels' injury, and I'm sure you don't want to talk about it either. I know you're a diehard Commanders fan. Let me just ask you, I mean, are you shocked at this team falling to 3-6 right now?
Going into the season, I thought we'd probably fall back down to 500 due to holes on the roster, but I thought we'd make offensive progress and really show the potential to leap forward next season. So I think the complete bottoming out that we've witnessed and the overestimation of the roster by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn is shocking, startling, and yet entirely on brand for Washington.
Yeah, and yet I'm defending Dan Quinn and Adam Peters because I like the moves. They just have not worked out, and the injuries, my gosh, they have piled up to an incredible amount here, and the latest being Jaden Daniels. So your opinion on this fight, this battle to the death between YouTube TV and Disney?
For anyone who's wondering, cursing at their screens as they can't access Disney channels across YouTube TV, the whole underlying reason is because they are fighting for price per subscriber. Basically, how much Disney charges YouTube TV on a per subscriber basis. And basically, YouTube TV wants to pay less or pay terms that are more in line with older distribution contracts, while Disney is insisting on higher or kind of future-proof terms that reflect the growing cost and the changes in distribution and what the market's going to look like, you know, a year, 2, 5 years from now. Both have legitimate, valid points. This isn't necessarily a one side is wrong, one side's right. YouTube TV has a ton of leverage recently, and they're not afraid to use it. Disney wants to price it really high so they're making money while still driving people to the Hulu live TV competitor and their own Disney bundle. So it is just a mismatch, mismoshed, absolute puzzle of conflicting motivations and money-earning hopeful motivation. Now, having said all that, Adam, it'll probably end in the near future.
Is the near future Saturday, though? Because I want to watch college football this Saturday. And, you know, we've been talking about it this week on this station here because everybody's concerned about not watching Monday Night Football with it being a big game. And, of course, college football playoffs are coming up soon here. And so every game is of the utmost importance to watch your team play. If YouTube TV backs down, and I think that's what needs to happen, YouTube TV needs to be humbled because the reason they had all the success is because the ESPN games they were showing and the quad box, the ability to watch four games at once. You can't even do a quad box without the ESPN channels. So to me, YouTube TV needs to back down. If that happens, well, then they immediately raise their prices on us?
That's what one thing that they are trying to fight against. Now, again, it's not a one side's right, one side's wrong, but they don't want to have to pass on higher costs to us, the customers. But no matter what happens, we can probably expect, as YouTube TV subscribers, another price hike in the next 12 to 18 months. It probably won't be immediate once Disney signs back on, whenever that happens, but you can bet in the nearest future that is going to happen. So get your wallets ready. Start preparing.
Yeah, and look, it's hard to defend Disney because they run everything. But, you know, YouTube TV has the Google money. And, you know, to me, at the end of the day, that's why I think YouTube TV needs to bend the knee to Disney and let them sit on the Iron Throne here because YouTube TV's already screwed us. I can't watch Wizards and Capitals games right now. I can't watch Monumental. All right, that's a slap in the face. But now I can't watch Monday Night Football or the college football game of the week on ESPN. You've lost me, YouTube TV. Why would I continue to subscribe to you?
And we'll probably see a short-term spike in YouTube TV cancellations and a short-term increase in Hulu Live TV signups because of this dispute. And we can't also ignore the fact that, you know, my company has a ton of data on how YouTube's core audience, one of the biggest audience cohorts, is sports fans across the spectrum, whether it's football, basketball, professional, college. So there's definitely going to be some overlap with those YouTube TV subscribers who are, in a lot of cases, including mine, solely subscribing because of sports access.
Yeah. I mean, that's everything right now. So why shouldn't I switch to Hulu Plus Live TV to watch the games this weekend?
Well, listen, I'm not a YouTube TV Google spokesperson. If they want to put me on payroll, sure, I'll hawk for them. Right now, there's no reason why you shouldn't. We should all have access to our favorite content like Monday Night Football. So if you are frustrated that you're not accessing your top choice programming on YouTube TV right now, go ahead and flee.
Do you have any idea about the technology behind quad box? Because I love the quad box. Like, Stubby, I am such a quad box fan.
I know you love it.
I mean, if four games at the same time, and you can flip between what is given the volume off by just clicking. But I know Hulu doesn't have the quad box. Is that something they can add? Do others have the quad box, like Fubo? Do you know anything about the technology of the quad box?
I don't know anything about the technology behind the quad box, but I do know for certain that NFL Red Zone's Octobox is a special alchemy of technology and sorcery that I absolutely love.
Do you know what the future is of all of this that's going on right now? Like, Michael Phillips thinks that, all right, well, Fox is going to hear what Disney's doing, and they're going to start their own app. And then NBC, well, they already have Peacock, but they're going to push everything there. Is that what the future is, where all of these networks will have their own standalone app and they won't share it with a big dog like a YouTube TV?
Really important question. And we've really seen the fragmentation of sports broadcasts over the last 9-10 years. And we've seen pretty much every major competitor launch their own app and keep these sports within walled gardens. But what you're starting to see recently is some of these bigger players, these aggregators, hoover up sports rights. So right now, YouTube TV has about 10 million subscribers in the U.S. They are the fourth largest kind of quote-unquote traditional TV provider behind, you know, Charter and Comcast and things like that. And so they've recently struck a deal where a lot of Peacock sports will be available or is already available on YouTube TV. We will get similar eventual agreements from Disney, from the other major players in that vein, so that there's really kind of 2 to 3 major aggregators, and we don't necessarily always have to be subscribed to 8 different services to watch everything.
Hey, it's Stubb here. 5-10 years down the line, do you think there's a better solution, or is there going to be mergers? Is there going to be a different kind of streaming service that has all of this? What is your expectation / what is your like want? What would be the best case scenario?
Yeah, we're already seeing a lot of consolidation. Now, after decades of trying, cable companies are now kind of allowed to offer skinnier bundles that focus on sports, but they are darn expensive. We are seeing more of these kind of streaming bundles. And yes, what's funny is that we all complained about the pay TV era, which is the traditional linear TV that us millennials grew up with. And we said, oh, we are paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to watch, 10, 15 channels max. But it was all available in one convenient location. Then the streaming era happened. We were like, yay, we have complete control of what we watch, when we watch, and how we watch. But we realized, oh no, we have to be subscribed to 8, 9, 10 different services just to watch the things we want. We are slowly seeing a rebundling where the companies are trying to focus on customer convenience and putting things all in a consolidated location so we can kind of flip through 1, 2, 3 services as opposed to 8, 9, 10. And so we're going to see that trend continue until there's just a few dominant players rather than this massive handful that we have right now.
Brandon Katz, Mr. Hollywood on AWOD Radio, discussing Disney versus YouTube TV, and it is affecting sports fans around the country right now. And if you're listening and you're pissed off, rightfully so, and you're out on YouTube TV, what other options do you have, Brandon?
You have Hulu Live TV, which just completed its merger with Fubo TV thanks to the government shutdown. So that kind of gives that service a jolt of extra sports programming. You've got other services like a Peacock, like a Paramount Plus that don't have all sports, but clearly have a big chunk. And you've got ESPN Unlimited within its own siloed universe that does have a ton of sports. Now, ESPN has wanted to kind of be a one-stop shop and gather rights from other rival competitors. Whether or not that'll ever happen on a long enough timeline, that remains to be seen. I doubt it. But something like an aggregator, like an Amazon, like an Apple, like a YouTube TV, that is probably where a lot of these sports will congregate eventually. And in the meantime, just keep going to those vMVPDs. So your YouTube TVs, your Hulu Live TVs, even maybe your DAZNs if you're an international sports fan.
Yeah, no, we got to find options because this is very frustrating for sure, especially with this being the sports equinox this month. Like, everything's going on. NHL, NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball. I just want a place to watch it all. I want a place to watch it all, Brandon.
And as my baby boomer father would say, this is unconscionable. It is a true source of customer dissatisfaction. And even though all of the leagues are making more money than they've ever made in their entire history because of how many different bidders there are for these sports rights and how they've been strewn across the entire TV landscape, you are going to see on a long enough timeline the reach versus revenue debate really start to crimp fan development. Because if it's this hard, this frustrating, this exhaustingly expensive for us to watch the sports we want, guess what? People are going to stop watching. So look for that in the next 5 to 10 years.
Brandon, thanks so much for the time, man. Tell everybody where they can check out some of the work you're doing.
You can follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, @great_Catsby, and check out Greenlight Analytics for all your entertainment movie needs.
Is there a big movie coming out that you'd like to tell people about?
Nothing that nobody knows about. Avatar is huge. Wicked is huge. Like, these are movies people already are going to. I'm going to them, too. Marty Supreme, the next Timothy Chalamet movie. Technically a sports movie, Adam, because it's about ping pong.
All right. I love that. Brandon, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take care, guys.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here in Richmond, Virginia, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And we've been talking about the Commanders and the injuries today on the show. We heard from Joe Witt Jr. We heard from Cliff Kingsbury, and I'm expecting changes. I'm not sure it's going to lead to them even being in this game. I don't think it's going to lead to a victory, but I want to see something different. On offense, I want to see the ability to run the football. On defense, I want to see them give up less points. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, our buddy Joe Yashiroff. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, it's been a struggle here with the Commanders, and I live and die by every game, and this four-game losing streak has been awful, and then the devastating injury to Jaden Daniels. It's made talking Commanders very difficult.
I'm sure it's not fun, but it's what you do for a living, and I do like your advice for the team to run the ball and to give up less points. Maybe you should be coaching.
Well, I've been asking for Joe Witt Jr. to move to the sidelines for 3 weeks now, so
wow.
I was one of the happiest people to hear that that's actually going to happen. Joe Yashiroff is a sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. But the very interesting thing was that this wasn't Dan Quinn's choice. The players asked Joe Witt, who then asked Dan Quinn to do this. That's kind of backwards. Like, I thought Dan Quinn did this to save Joe Witt's job.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but that is very interesting that I haven't really heard about that happening before. And, you know, we'll see if it makes a difference. I mean, is it going to make a huge difference? Maybe not, but I agree with you that when you're struggling, when you lost four in a row and nothing is going right, you have to make changes, some kind of changes, anything.
Yeah.
Do something.
And I'm not expecting a win on Sunday
or
this game to really even be that close. I mean, when the schedule came out, we all said the Lions are going to be gunning for this one. They're still licking their wounds from the loss last season in their building. Now they come to ours. Joe Witt Jr. to the sidelines. All right, that's cool. But Dan Quinn has been under the fire because he kept Jaden Daniels in, and I've been saying that I want him to keep his job here. But every loss, the hot seat gets hotter. What does he need to do to cool the hot seat at all?
I don't know that it's a hot seat. I think so. I'm gonna push back on that. Last year was not supposed to happen, as we all know. That was just a gift from God that, you know, that I think we all got spoiled by it, and our expectations became ridiculously, unrealistically high. So now everything is compared to last year, 12-5. That year was not going to happen again, and I was saying this before the season, for all the reasons that you've talked about, that I've talked about. And then the amount of injuries, I know other teams get injured. I know it's football. I know next man up. But, I mean, you can't win with the roster that they have. The roster on Sunday is going to look like a scab roster from the, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, you know? That's not – you can't win with that kind of a roster, in my opinion.
I 100% hear what you're saying, and I am – for Dan Quinn. But what we've seen in the last 4 weeks, all right? Jaden Daniels dropped the ball and they lost to the Bears. That's not on DQ. But then it didn't feel like they played for him when they went to Dallas, the place that he was at, and gave up 44 points and were just completely embarrassing on defense, and that's supposed to be his specialty. And then the next week against the Chiefs, he punted in the fourth quarter. And it's like, all right, you're throwing up the flag here. We're giving up. And then the next week, you decide to keep your quarterback in when the game's over. So it's like he's not doing himself any favors here. It kind of feels like he's losing the locker room a little bit. And I'm promoting Dan Quinn.
He might be, and I get what you're saying. But last year we were talking about the culture and everything's great and everybody's great. And this is what happens in sports and with media and with fans, that when you're winning, everything is great. And we know that's not true, but it feels like everything is great. And when you're losing, everything feels doom and gloom. So I'm going to take the calmer approach, and I'm going to stay in the middle. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, the Seahawks game, I mean, when you allow a quarterback to complete 17 in a row, he didn't have an incompletion until the third quarter. That's an embarrassment. Is that because Dan Quinn can't coach or forgot to coach? I don't think so, but something's going on, and you got to change something. What I'd like to see Sunday is like we saw in the first half with Kansas City. Clearly, you're playing against a team that's better, maybe even overmatched, but I'd like to see the effort that we saw in the first half against the Chiefs. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I don't want to continue to be hammering Dan Quinn here, but he is a defensive-minded coach. And when you have a bottom 10 defense 2 years in a row, why are we going to stick with you? If Cliff Kingsbury leaves, he's lost his OC. We don't believe in his DCs making the move to move him to the sidelines. And there's a lot of people in sports media in this area that believe he was not even the first choice in the first place. And so at one point, does Adam Peters make, you know, at least a thought process of keeping Dan Quinn or moving on from him if they continue to drop games? Like, we're 3-6. I don't see a win in sight outside of maybe Madrid. If they're 4-13 at the end of the season and the defense is still bottom 10 and the offensive coordinator leaves to become a new head coach, why would you stay with Dan Quinn?
I think that you don't want to be like the previous administration, the Danny Boy nightmare era, 25-year era, and react, overreact. Again, this last year was not supposed to happen. So if last year was what it was supposed to be, 9-8 or whatever it was, we wouldn't be talking like we were, but it did happen, and that's how we're talking. I don't think Dan Quinn's going anywhere, but again, we'll see what happens in the next few games. But he didn't forget to coach. He's a good coach. Is he a great coach? I don't think so. I think Joe Witt, I don't know that he'll be the DC next year. I'm confident Kingsbury will leave to go somewhere else, but I'm not going to fire Dan Quinn. No, not yet.
How do you explain how the Ravens turned around their season? Is Harbaugh just a much better coach than Dan Quinn? I mean, is that just a better organization right now?
Well, it's funny you're saying that because everybody wanted to fire Harbaugh a couple of weeks ago when they were 1-5. Now they've won 2 in a row. Now Lamar Jackson's back. They had no injuries on their injury report this week. So now all of a sudden, the Ravens are the team to beat and everybody's afraid of the Ravens. But 2 weeks ago, we were talking about that they are done. Season's over. Let's fire Harbaugh. And that's the nature of the NFL week to week. So that's why I'm preaching a little more calm and to see what happens.
Yeah, they won with their backup quarterback. We've got to get a win with our backup over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, you can't. Detroit is unrealistic to expect to win that game. If you win that game, now everything changes, and now you're playing against a bad Miami team in Madrid, and you don't know how that's going to affect either team. But let's see what happens Sunday, and talk then. But I'm preaching calm, Awad.
Yeah, I like it. If somehow this team pulls off the miracle over the next 2 weeks and they get to 5-6, does that mm-hmm. change your opinion on the future of Jaden Daniels?
Well, when you say the future of Jaden Daniels, what do you mean?
I mean, will we see him again during the 2025-2026 season?
I thought you meant looking down the road. I think yes. I mean, depending on what, you know, the results of all the MRIs, I think that yes, you take a little gamble, but I think they need to be really conservative with him. It's not about this year. It's about next year and the year after, when he hopefully makes his $70 million a year and sets records and contracts. That's what's supposed to happen. But you can't have the guy keep getting injured all the time. He's already had 4 injuries in 2 years, so I would be really extra careful. But if they're 5-6 and he's healthy enough, then yeah, you got to think about seeing him again. But at this point, I don't know that we're going to see him again this year.
Yeah, I think I need to see him, and he probably needs to play a game and stay fully healthy to have the utmost confidence going into the next season. But if I'm going to bring him back, it's not the wins and losses. I need to see the O-line protect Mariota and the O-line be able to run the football, and then I'd feel comfortable with Jaden coming back.
I hear you. And the O-line, ironically, has been pretty darn healthy, right?
Yeah.
And they've given up, you know, the sack rate and the pressure rate and all those analytics numbers that you see in here, which are terrible. So, and that comes back on the offense, you know, and I know Dan Quinn's the head coach, but he's a defensive guy. So what's Kingsbury doing for that? So we'll see.
Joe, before we let you go, the big debate on the show today has been, what should AWOD do to watch college football this weekend and Monday Night Football on Monday?
Because of YouTube and
yeah.
the whole thing?
Yep.
What should you do? Go to a sports bar and have some fun.
I like that answer. That's better than caving and signing up for Hulu TV.
Yes. Well, I say go to a sports bar, have some fun, and maybe they'll work it out by then. Give them yep. a week.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks for joining us today, man.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Yep. That is Joe Yashiroff. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Love to have people chime in today, as I've taken to Twitter to ask for some advice here. You guys know the sports radio host here on 910 The Fan, but I'm having trouble watching the sports that I love most, because YouTube TV and Disney have a disagreement. And I tweeted, should I cancel my YouTube TV account and just sign up for Hulu plus live TV? And Michael's saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're bowing down to Disney. Well, YouTube TV is charging me like $79 a month. Hulu TV would be like $89 a month. I just want to watch the damn sports. That's the question of the day, as we talk about everything Hollywood and entertainment. And those of you that are affected by this blackout here can chime in. 833-804-0910 here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
Now, if you missed the segment, you should rewind on the Odyssey app, because we already had an expert chime in, and Mr. Hollywood, Brandon Katz, who is all over this and the reporting that he does for his company. They're on top of all things analytics and where this is going with the streaming wars. He had a great article about everything with the streaming wars about 6 months ago, and has a follow-up right now. Check him out, great_Katzby. So you could rewind if you missed that on the Odyssey app. I thought it was very interesting, Stubb, that he told us, I didn't know that Fubo and Hulu plus live TV had actually merged.
I didn't know that either.
And I just looked it up. That started on October 29th, 2025. Very interesting.
That a week ago.
Yeah, because YouTube TV stopped working with Disney Plus November 1st, 2025. It feels very hand-to-hand.
Yes.
Like, that's why Disney Plus hasn't backed down, because they said, hey, YouTube TV, we know who your competition is. It's Fubo, and we just partnered with them, you losers. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I think that might be the answer, though.
I think it is. That makes so much more sense.
I do like that.
What is pricing on
Hulu has hopped into my DMs. Now, that kind of made me feel special.
Oh, did they? What did they say?
Hulu here. Hey, AWOD. Our Hulu plus live TV plans include 95 live channels, including national, regional, and local networks. I said, if you enter your zip code, we'll check availability for you. And for pricing info, click here. Domo tweets me, AWOD, no, don't do that, because they're the reason this mess started. Bill tweets me, AWOD, no, don't sign up for Hulu plus live TV, because they are owned by Disney, who created this mess. He said, penalize them and don't support the scum. David tweets me, AWOD, which has Monumental? Hey, David, I hate to break it to you. Neither of them do. We cannot watch Wizards and Caps games right now without Monumental Plus or cable. Is that the answer? Am I going to have to sign up for freaking cable again? Are we going ass backwards? Are we just going 10 years backwards here? Doesn't make sense.
It's all bad. It's all terrible. I'm looking more into this Fubo Hulu merger, and they're not even merging.
They're just working together.
Disney just owns 70% of Fubo. It's still separate. There's not like a bundle.
Marcus Washington tweets me, and this makes a great point. And he said, the thing I have to consider is how much I record sporting events and games and go back through and watch them. He said, I had gotten into a groove with YouTube TV, but this disagreement has me in a bad spot. That's a good point right there.
Everything is getting less convenient.
Right. Right. It really has. Andy tweets me, AWOD, I canceled YouTube TV before the outages went, and I went with the new ESPN Premium. He said, I bought a digital antenna. Oh, everybody loves to promote that they bought a digital antenna. I mean, don't you realize that's what they used in like the 60s? Are you kidding me?
That's what they used in the 2000s.
I mean, what are we doing? That can't be the answer. To buy a digital antenna and have that dumb thing hanging off my TV on all four of my TVs that I use.
And then what? You got to like switch inputs every time.
Right.
You want to switch to streaming. Yeah. And you got to like.
No. Dunker tweets me, AWOD, Fubo, homie, that's the answer. Aaron tweets me, AWOD, they just raised their fee again to $100 a month. We've had it for a few years now, but we're thinking about getting back to Fios. He wants to get back to cable. Said Hulu isn't terrible, but it takes some time to getting used to. And I do know Hubu does not offer the quad box. Dude, without my quad box, I'm not the same person. I'm just not.
I'm still waiting for them to let you quad box anything.
Yeah. GQ tweets me, AWOD, no, don't do that. That's just what Disney wants. Maureen tweets me, AWOD, it's making me want cable again. I hear you. I don't have an answer. Trayvon, we love when Trayvon listens and tweets us. He says, thankfully, I have DirecTV, which is included with my apartment, so I can actually cancel some streaming services because they are such a ripoff. DirecTV might be the big winner in all of this. I haven't heard people talk about DirecTV in years, right?
They're doing.
Are they back? I have to have that dumb satellite thing on my roof.
You got to put it. How does that even work with a multi-TV, multi-room setup? Does it?
You probably have to have a box and everything and every single room then. Yeah. I already have either a smart TV or I have a Fire Stick in every single room. Why doesn't a Fire Stick come up with their own? Right?
Well, then I think you'd have to buy another.
Do they promote Fubu?
Well, that's like, then you're using Pluto.
Oh, God, yeah. believe me, I thought about signing up for Pluto because I thought maybe that'd be a back way to sneak in and watch ESPN. It was not.
There's no way.
I considered Sling. I don't know. I'm looking for options here. I'm looking for anything. And I guess the answer is just what our buddy Joe told us. AWOD, get off your ass and get to the bar. Hang out with some friends. Stop being a loser. That might be the only answer. I'm going to be pissed, though, if I go to the bar, and then they're dealing with the same issue that I am.
Yeah, what if they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have YouTube TV.
I mean, I could see that. I go to the bar, and they have Fox on one TV, NBC on another TV, CBS on another, and they've just cut off ESPN completely. I don't know.
This is the worst.
I think the thing that frustrates me the most is that I have ESPN Plus and I have Disney Plus, but I don't have their combination of the two of them. You see what I'm saying? Like, with ESPN Plus and with Disney Plus, I should be able to watch ESPN and ESPN 2. Instead, I'm only able to watch ESPN Plus games, which is like Maction, you know, midweek Mac action, and like swimming and diving, right? Oh, they've got every hockey game on ESPN Plus. I don't care. I want to lock in on
ESPN
college football.
ESPN Plus is the worst.
Yeah, it's
nothing.
It's the worst until you're like, oh, I want to watch that random lacrosse game with Cornell against St. Mary's. Like, that's when it's weird. Dave tweets me, AWOD, Dish and DirecTV work in multiple rooms. Is that the... Am I going to have to go back to...
Is that, okay. Well, maybe.
Yeah, what does DirecTV cost these days?
Well, that's...
It's probably over $100.
Most likely.
Stream your first month for $49.99. Includes ESPN.
Okay, so Ultimate is $125. Choice is $95. What is the... Premier, $170 a month.
But you could get just the entertainment package, which they is usually not $89.99. I think they're understanding what's going on because they've slashed everything right now. DirecTV, you're getting $40 off your first month right now. And then ESPN is going to come up with a deal with YouTube TV, and then your price is going to go back to $90.
Wait, if it says $90 for 24 months, do you have to buy it in that bulk?
That's where DirecTV gets you, is that,
you
that
buy
they
it
do
for 2 years.
They
front.
Do long-term contracts. Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure that there is a great answer on this. Hmm. I mean, if you have DirecTV and that's the way to go, give us a call and tell us why.
You know what, though?
833-804-0910.
I'm looking at their premier package, which is $125 a month.
Yeah.
At the discount.
But DirecTV doesn't offer internet, though, right? So I'm paying separate for internet.
But you get ESPN, Disney, Hulu, Stars, Paramount, Showtime, HBO Max, and Cinemax in addition to 185 channels.
Cinemax, no thank you. Is anything on Cinemax anymore?
Oh, I don't know. But the other stuff, like, that's pretty good. That's a good selection of streaming services plus every channel.
Right. But once again, you have to then pay for internet on top of that, right? I mean, I'm already using...
Yeah, DirecTV doesn't have...
I think
Xfinity and Verizon are basically the only internet...
That's why that might be the answer, is like going with Verizon internet and just bundling it with cable. Or you just wait it out. I don't know. Michael thinks that he's just going to wait this thing out. He's going to find a way with some random website that takes you through China, and then you're going to be able to pirate it online until things get solved. I don't like watching the sports on my phone. That's a big reason for why I don't like to stream it illegally.
Watching on your phone sucks.
It does.
That's why you get it on your laptop and your HDMI to your TV.
Well, even that, though.
It's not the
best quality.
No.
Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. Witt, what's up, man? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I mean, you got a debacle here.
I got it all solved for you, okay?
Okay.
We got rid of the cable a long time ago, and if I want to watch any games now, I usually go to Hooters, or I go to Game Plan, and they Game Plan has a huge screen. I can watch all the VCU basketball games and all the Washington Commanders games on their stations.
So this is this like a bar?
Both of us play. Well, you know, Hooters is a bar.
No, I've never heard of Game Plan though.
Game Plan is the old burger botch up on Midlothian Turnpike.
Okay.
That went out of business, and now it's called Game Plan, and they've got a screen that's as big as the walls in some houses.
All right. Let me ask you, how's the talent at your local Hooters?
What's that again?
How's the talent at your local Hooters? Is it Division I, Division II? Are there any pro athletes there?
I tell you what, what I like about Hooters is you get a little bit of scenery too, you know.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, the wings are banging. So are the breasts. I mean, we love it all at Hooters. I appreciate you chiming in. I think the answer might be a sports bar for now. Do we get another caller? If you want to chime in, give us the answer. 833-804-0910. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan if you have a solution to our problem, which is we're trying to watch ESPN this weekend and for Monday Night Football. Give us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan or call in 833-804-0910. We had Coach call in during the break. Stubb, that was cool to hear from Coach. Longtime listener. Good to hear from him. It's been a while. I think let's have him call back and take it off air, because he says he has a backdoor, sketchy site that has every game you want for $40 a month.
Which is sending me, because, like, sketchy and $40 a month?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's an interesting combination. Because usually sketchy is
free.
It rhymes with 1 cent, right? I'm interested because I'm very interested for just $40, but it's probably going to offer me like NBC East Coast, NBC West Coast, right? It's going to have all these weird channels. But maybe it'll be my solution, at least for this weekend, because I'm desperate to watch Saturday college football and ESPN on Monday night. Heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now to talk Commanders with our buddy from the Washington Post. It is Tashawn Reed. What's going on, Tashawn?
Nothing much out here at the facility, seeing where they go from here.
So we listened into the press conference, and I was very intrigued by Joe Witt's explanation that the players asked him to move to the sidelines, and then he went back to Dan Quinn. That's kind of backwards the way I thought it had played out.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, part of the intrigue of moving from the booth to the field is that access to the players, you know, being able to connect with them and communicate quicker. And, you know, the downside is not being able to see the full field, of course, you know, like as we can from the press box. But that makes sense. It's something that, you know, the players feel like communication is a problem they would approach him about. Ultimately, it was Witt who went to Dan Quinn and asked to make the switch. But, you know, it seems like that was sparked by, you know, obviously the disaster they had against, you know, the Seahawks last week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then Cliff Kingsbury spoke as well. And offensively this weekend, without Jaden Daniels, the biggest thing I want to see is the ability to win in the trenches and run the football. And just, it doesn't even matter the type of run. I just want it to look good. Like, there's, it just feels like when we run the ball this year, like, there are guys in the backfield. There are offensive linemen missing blocks. Or there's a running back missing a read. It's just like, it's discombobulated all over the place in the rushing attack.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's definitely some factors outside of that that have affected the run game, you know, between the receivers all being injured, essentially, that makes it easier for opposing defenses to load up the box. They don't have to respect the pass game as much. Of course, Jaden Daniels not being out there for a few games this season and for the foreseeable future, that makes, you know, defenses respect the pass game even less. And so they can really key in on that run game. But I do agree that, you know, they've had some miscommunication up front. You know, they did have a lineup change, of course, and with Sam Cosmi coming back in at right guard, coming off that recovery from ACL injury. And I think they're still, you know, finding their groove on the right side with that. You know, he's playing next to Ricky and Josh Connolly, and they have to build a rapport with one another. They haven't been able to do that for most of the year, you know, because of Cosmi's injury. And on the backs, you know, I think there's a degree of them needing to do a better job of reading their blocks. So I think, you know, the consistent theme I hear this week, and you've heard Quinn say it a lot, you heard Cliff say it as well, they feel like guys are pressing too much. And that can translate in the run game as well. You know, a running back may feel like, you know, if I bounce this one outside, it might be a 40-yarder. You know, or if I do this, it might be a big play, when it could have just took a 5 or 6 yard gain, you know, and kept it moving. And so I think they feel like they're pressing a little bit too much. There's not much they can do about, you know, how the opposing defenses decide to play them. But in terms of, you know, the assignments, communication, and then taking what's there and not trying to be Superman out there, I think that, you know, can kind of help get the run game back on track. And then also, you know, doing a job of complementing the run game with the play action pass game, which Dan Quinn talked about earlier this week. You know, even with the receiver injuries, if you can get the safeties to bite down and the linebackers to bite down on the run game, that could open up some one-on-ones and help unlock that pass game downfield. So they have to play off of each other, and it all goes hand in hand.
What is the official word on Jaden's injury? What are they calling it? Is it elbow dislocation? And have we found out, was there any ligament damage?
Yeah, it's a dislocated left elbow. You know, at least, you know, from what they told us, there's no additional injury besides that. You know, the recovery of that can vary. You know, it's really dependent on the individual. Obviously, with it being his non-throwing arm, that does a lot of help in terms of his ability to get back to that, you know, sooner than he would have otherwise. But it's hard to say. You know, I mean, we saw Khalil Mack Chargers earlier this year. I think he was out for 5 weeks with a dislocated elbow. So a guy can come back relatively soon, and sooner than you would expect for as ugly as that injury looks, right? But I think part of the equation that has to factor in for the Commanders is, like, where are they in 5 weeks? Let's say that's the timeline for when he's able to come back. Like, are they really going to be in contention at that point? You know, maybe they are. You know, they could go on a surprise run here and win a few games that, you know, you wouldn't anticipate they would, and they're in a playoff hunt at that point, and maybe it makes more sense to bring back Jaden. But I think if you're, you know, I don't know, a 3-win team at that juncture, I don't really think it makes much sense, you know, to risk his long-term health for that.
Yeah, I mean, and also I've been saying, well, it depends how the offensive line protects for Marcus Mariota over the next few weeks. Have they built up some confidence that Jaden would feel comfortable behind them on the offensive line? Because I think whether eliminated or not, I would like to see him play, start, and finish a game without getting injured. But, you know, we all saw that injury, and it happened in a game that it was out of reach. And I told my audience, selfishly, the only reason I wanted to watch was because Jaden was still in. So I understand, you know, the communication issue and why Dan Quinn blames himself. But watching that injury over and over again, I'm no doctor, but I find it very hard to believe there was no ligament damage.
Hey, listen, it's about what those scans say and how it looks. So, I mean, if they've determined that there's no ligament damage, then that's what it is.
Commanders have to report that if there is?
No, I mean, they don't have to necessarily, you know, divulge anything to us if they don't want to necessarily. I mean, like, for example, Dorrance Armstrong, it still has just been called a knee injury, right? You know, in terms of why he's out for the season. So it's only as specific as they want it to be. Ultimately, though, the tell is going to be the return timeline. Yeah. You know, like, you know, they can't fake that. And so I do think it is interesting that they haven't put him on injured reserve. You know, Dan Quinn indicated that there could be some sort of update on that this week. You know, maybe it's not out of the question that they put him on injured reserve, ultimately. They still are trying to, you know, determine fully what his timeline might look like. But if they don't, you know, if next week gets here and they haven't put him on injured reserve, I think that would pretty clearly indicate to you that there's no, you know, ligament damage, or otherwise he would for sure be sidelined for longer than that.
Would you be surprised if he went to IR tomorrow?
I wouldn't be surprised. No, I mean, it's almost like it's guaranteed. but it wouldn't be a surprise. Because even if there isn't any ligament damage, like I mentioned with Khalil Mack, this is something that takes some time to come back from. And, you know, even with the bye in there, it's kind of hard to envision him getting back before four games, mm-hmm. you know? Like, so, you know, some guys are superhuman, you know, and come back sooner than you. Even Khalil Mack, I think, was on the early side of what the typical timeline is for that injury, and that took him 5 weeks. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see him on IR at some point here.
To Sean Reed with us here from the Washington Post on the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hotline. I'm still a big believer in Jaden Daniels, and social media, it's a dangerous place to go on. But it felt like Kurt Warner was kind of kicking an injured person while he was down. And yet, I don't disagree with his assessment of Jaden Daniels' play this season. Like, I do think that the timing has been off. And I think the factors are, well, he didn't have his number one receiver. They've moved around the offensive line. He's been in and out of the game, which means he's missed practice time. But if you've had a chance to hear from Kurt Warner or watch the video, would you disagree with anything that he said about Jaden's assessment?
No, I mean, I watched the video as well, and I think, you know, there is an element there of, you know, Jaden just didn't look comfortable, whether it was within the pocket, whether it was trusting his receivers to make plays, you know, letting it go on through his progressions like he typically does. He just seemed a little bit more skittish than he was last year. And as you mentioned, you know, I think some of that is, you know, not having his receivers out there, you know, being in and out of the lineup because of his own injuries and not being in quite the same groove that he was. And, you know, I think, you know, it's things that he needs to improve upon, but that's being a young quarterback. Like, it's, the path isn't always linear. We've seen this before where guys, you know, maybe come out the gate, you know, CJ Stroud, for example, you know, with an incredible rookie year, and then, you know, they kind of have some hiccups along the way. And I know some fans have even gone as far as say, oh, we should have took, you know, Drake May or this and that. But, like, the thing is, people have to realize, like, you don't only have to have one great quarterback in the draft class. Like, there can be multiple guys that turn out to be really good, you know? So, and it's going to fluctuate from year to year who's better than the other, you know what I mean? So, I think, you know, it's kind of just the nature of social media and fandom in general. People are dramatic and go over the top. And I don't think Kurt was saying anything that was crazy. He just said there were some areas where Jaden wasn't as good this year. And I think that was true, you know? And
yeah.
So I don't think people should kill him for saying that.
Tashawn, it'll be Marcus Mariota against the Detroit Lions. The injuries have certainly piled up on the defensive end. Lattimore out. It's good to know that Luvu will not be suspended, but what does a victory look like? I mean, is it somehow the Lions have five turnovers? Is it possible Washington could hold on to possession for 38 minutes, play keep away? Like, is it even, you know, possible to think of a way that they win this game?
I mean, it's the NFL. Anything's possible. We see crazy upsets every week. Do I think it's going to happen? No, but I think the path there is, you know, the defense creating turnovers, because I think just on a down-to-down basis, like, they're overmatched against this Lions offense. And so turnovers would have to be the difference on that side of the ball. And then on offense, I think it all starts with the run game moving forward. You know, not just not being out there, but it's like the receivers aren't going to be out there either. You got McLaurin out. You got Noah Brown out. You got Luke McCaffrey out. Like, you know, you need somebody to throw to. I'm not saying that they don't. Like, obviously, Devo's had a solid season, but, you know, teams can double him and key in on him. And so I think offensively, like, they have to have a crazy day on the ground. Like you said, control the clock and get that Lions offense as few bites of the apple as possible. And so turnovers on defense, dominant run game. If they have those two things, then they'll have a chance. But I think that's going to require both of those, really.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice to just be in it. Tashawn, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate you having me.
That is Tashawn Reed, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. Follow him on Twitter at Tashawn Reed. I'm at AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.